Thank you, Tony, and good evening, everybody. What a privilege it is to honor Dr. Alan Churchill and help mark his 50 years in Christian ministry, including 10 years of Good News in the Morning on CFRA Radio. I have been asked to speak about Christian communication in a secular world. Well, I can't think of a better example than Alan Churchill. I don't remember exactly when I first met you, but I know when I first heard about you, and it was back in the 1990s when I was a CBC television producer, and the United Church was going through the crisis that has since hit the Anglican Church and other denominations. And Alan was in the thick of it. The news media has misnamed this crisis and made it about homosexuality, same-sex blessings, the role of gays and lesbians in ministry and so on, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's really a crisis over the authority of Scripture and the true identity of Jesus Christ. Do we believe in a therapeutic Jesus who loves everyone the way they are? A kind of Dr. Phil with long hair and a beard who helps us with our self-esteem issues? Or do we believe in the Jesus of the New Testament, who is the promised Messiah of the Old Testament? This Jesus is God the Son, who became man and died on the cross to save sinners so that we can live forever with him as adopted sons and daughters of God the Father. I needn't tell you which Jesus Alan Churchill has consistently proclaimed throughout his ministry. He has been steadfast in preaching the real gospel, and that hasn't always made him popular with the powers that be. I recall that when he was invited to pray at the Swiss Air Memorial, he was asked to please leave Jesus out and don't mention that pesky Trinity. In that gracious but firm way of his, he told them in no uncertain terms that either Jesus was in the prayers or Alan Churchill was not going to be on stage at the ceremony. That firmness about the faith as handed down from the apostles is the essence of Christian communication in a secular age. For how can we know the real Jesus if no one tells us about him? In Romans, Paul writes, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Alan Churchill is a preacher, and he reminds us that we must not water down our message for reasons of political correctness or fear of a hostile reaction. His role as chair of the Billy Graham Mission marked a big milestone in my spiritual development, because as you can imagine, being an evangelical Christian at the CBC had the potential of being, well, career limiting. So I tended to keep my light under a bushel at work. During the mission's planning stages, I was attending Kanata Baptist Church, which was a focal point for preparation. I signed on to be a counselor to talk to those who came forward after the altar call at the then Carell Center. We had to take the 6-week course on how to share the good news. On week 5, we were given homework. Are there any people here who took that course and remember the Billy Graham homework?
Yes.
I see a number of hands raised. We were given a tract and told to share it with somebody. Well, a tract. I felt, I'm not that kind of Christian. This was embarrassing, only weirdos hand out tracts. But as I was wrestling with my discomfort over this, I came to a very painful realization. I was ashamed of the gospel. I was more worried about what people might think of me than I was about telling a hurting world that there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. That was a humbling and sobering experience. So in fear and trembling, I launched out to do my Billy Graham homework. The first person I asked was my office mate, who was another CBC television producer. And she laughed and she said, Well, okay, if you can't find someone else, I'll do it with you, but please try to find somebody else, okay? Well, I got laughed at, and I survived. Later, maybe the next day, I met a friend of mine for coffee who was a former CBC producer who had retired early after a bout with breast cancer. And I told her about my Billy Graham homework and how I had asked my office mate about it. She says, well, do it with me. And so I said, okay. So I took the tract out and I started to read it to her. And she said, stop, you're reading too fast, slow down. So I slowed down. And at the end, the tract had the question, you know, is there any reason why you don't want to do the sinner's prayer? So I was flabbergasted that she said she wanted to do it. So right there in Starbucks at Pinecrest Mall, she asked Jesus into her heart. And here I saw that God was doing all the work, that all I had to do was just show up and make a few tentative steps in his direction. How can people hear about Jesus if we don't tell them? Isn't it wonderful that we have people like Alan Churchill who have been doing this consistently for 50 years? Then remember when Billy Graham was here? I'll never forget Alan's welcome to the packed Carell Center. What a beautiful, authoritative voice he has. And Billy Graham, my goodness, talk about politically incorrect. Imagine hearing an old-fashioned preacher talking about Adam and Eve and the serpent in the garden, the fall of man and our need for salvation, and how Jesus came to pay the price for our souls on the cross. But how Billy Graham touched hearts. Thousands of people went forward publicly to profess their faith in Jesus or to ask him into their hearts for the first time. It was a time of miracles, big and small. And Alan Churchill was right at the center of all of this. The Billy Graham mission also marked an important milestone in a real ecumenism here in Ottawa, an ecumenism founded in a love for Jesus Christ that transcends denominational divides. Billy Graham had said he would not come to Ottawa unless the Roman Catholics were on board. Alan played a key role along with the former Archbishop of Ottawa, Marcel Gervais, in making that happen. And it's good to know that the present Archbishop, Archbishop Prendergast, when he was in Halifax, he welcomed the Franklin Graham mission to that city. I now write primarily for Roman Catholic newspapers, and there's a refreshing openness and willingness to cooperate across denominational lines, and very little of the kinds of anti-Catholic or anti-Protestant prejudices that I've encountered elsewhere. Alan Churchill helped create that wonderful sense of cooperation and fellowship. The other big factor in building up believers in the true Jesus and transcending denominational divides is the Alpha Course. Well, who has been at the forefront of Alpha's spread to so many congregations and settings throughout the region? Alan Churchill. Alan has also played a more direct role as a mentor and advisor to me in my foray into novel writing. Years ago, because I learned he had been in the RCMP and was RCMP chaplain, I told him I was writing a novel about a female Mountie. He asked to read my manuscript. So I delivered an early draft held together in a three-ring binder to his home. I was thrilled that someone of his stature would look at not only how well I portrayed the life of an RCMP member, but also my theology, because I wanted to ensure that my novel, The Defilers, proclaimed the real Jesus. His comments, constructive criticism, and above all, his encouragement spurred me through many, many rewrites. The Defilers manuscript won the Best New Canadian Christian Authors Award in 2005. The prize included publication in 2006. Alan went through the final draft before publication and endorsed the book, which was my contribution to trying to change the popular entertainment culture. And it was such a joy to see Alan and Alma, who I met for the first time, at my book launch in June of 2006. Thanks to the steadfast witness of Alan Churchill and others who refused to buckle to public pressure, things are better now for Christian voices in the media than they were back at the time of the Swiss Air Memorial or that painful gathering on Parliament Hill after 9/11, where no mention of God was allowed, even though spiritual leaders were present. 10 years ago, there was much more secularist pressure to remove Christian faith from the public square. Now religions are allowed, but they are all viewed as irrational, as cute little multicultural expressions that are fine as long as they do not make absolute claims. Relativism has trumped secularism. Relativism means that you've got your narrative and I've got mine. Relativists say we can all get along as no one insists on saying, I have the truth. Anyone who does risks getting marginalized as an extremist. But as Alan Churchill would tell you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. That leaves us no option if we are not ashamed of the gospel. We can say this gently. We can say this with love. We can profess absolute truth without being disagreeable and absolutist, but profess it we must. I thank God that over the years, Alan Churchill has provided a beautiful example of how this is done with grace, with keen intelligence, with love, and with respect for those with whom he disagrees. Alan Churchill is a Christian communicator par excellence, and Ottawa has been very blessed to have him in our midst all these years. Thank you, and God bless you, Alan and Alma. May we continue to have many more years of your joyful service to us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.